Today, we continue in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shavuos in the first perek with Mishnah 5 and 6. So it's lesson number 3, Perek Aleph, Mishnah He, and Mishnah Vov. We've been learning that there is a prohibition against doing certain types of work, not only during the seventh year of Shemitah, of Shavuos, but even during Shishis. And one of those types of work is plowing. And we learned that at one stage in the history of the Jewish people, there was a prohibition against plowing months before Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year. However, it was permissible to plow up until Shavuos, the Yom Tov of Shavuos, Atzeres, if you were plowing a stay ilon, a field for trees, which was defined as a field in which there are three trees, and differing opinions, but we were following the Rambam, the three trees together can produce a serious quantity of figs, if there were fig trees, a kikot velo shel shishim mona bo italki. If you have three trees in a field of a size of a base saw, 50 amos by 50 amos, then you can plow the entire field, even some distance from the trees, up until Atzeres, according to Beis Hillel. Now, in Mishnah Hey, we are learning that it's not necessary that these three trees in this field of a base saw belong to the same person. Rather, says the Mishnah, Shlosho ilanos shel shlosho anoshim. There are three trees belonging to three different people. Hareelu mitztarfen. They join together to form the minimum amount of trees to permit plowing the entire field until Atzeres. Hareelu mitztarfen. They combine. Now you have three trees. V'chorshin kol beisa'o b'shvilon. And you can plow the entire field, even those portions of the field which are quite far, relatively far from the trees, are all can be plowed because it's all necessary for the maintenance and cultivation of the existing fruits, the fruits of Shishis. They're not the plowing is not viewed as being preparatory for planting during Shemitah. Of course, it would still be necessary that these three trees belong to three different people together can produce the required amount of fruit, the kikot vela shel shishim mona. That's that. Now, the Mishnah goes on to say another requirement. In general, when we speak of three trees, I mean, suppose these three trees in the Beis Saw are all together, or two of them are close together in one corner of the field of Beis Saw. Do we still say that you're allowed to plow the entire Beis Saw between them, if these three trees, or two of the three, are so close together? So the Mishnah asks, V'chamo yehei v'neyan? The Mishnah assumes that we require a certain distance between these trees. If they're too close together, they're not even viable. Would we then still be permitted to plow the entire field for trees when some of them, two of them, for example, are not viable? So the Mishnah answers, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Kedei Sheyehei HaBokor Over B'Kelov. Usually this is read HaBokor, meaning the cattle, that if a team of cattle, two oxen, with all the equipment, the plow, etc., that goes along with two oxen that are plowing, if they, together with all the two oxen, plus the kelim, the plow, and all the plowshare, etc., all taken into account, which is a width, the Chachamim assume, a width of 4 amos, if that plow team can, tzemet bokor, can go between the two trees, that's the minimum distance. They have to be at least 4 amos apart. We read the word bokor, which means cattle. Some read the word bakor, which means a cattle driver has to be able to drive his plowshare between the trees. Then the trees are farther enough apart so that they are viable. If they're closer than 4 amos to each other, they're not even viable because one or both are omdim le'oker, are going to be uprooted because they can't survive being so close together. And that's Mishnah Hey. Mishnah Vav begins another halacha relevant to the permission to plow until Shavuos. Until now, we've been learning about the permission granted to plow a field which has three adult trees capable of producing a pretty substantial crop. However, there's a different leniency, which is applied to young saplings, trees which are just beginning to grow, and therefore require as as much care as possible just to survive. So the Mishnah says, Eser netios mifuzoros besoch beisso. If you have not 10 adult trees, three adult trees, but rather 10 netios, 10 saplings, young trees, very vulnerable, very fragile, spread out betoch beisso, spread out over the area of 50 by 50 amos, then chorshin kol beisso b'shvilon adro shashona. Then you have the permissibility, the leniency, of being able to plow all of the sixth year, right up until Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year. The reason being that, according to Rashi, that the netios, young saplings, they dry up very quickly. They need constant cultivation and sustenance. And therefore, the plowing is necessary for the existence of these trees, not for plowing in order to plant in the seventh year, but simply to be able to maintain and to allow these trees, these saplings, to survive. The Gemara in Meseches Tainis, Taf Gimel, says that this halacha of Eser Netios is a halacha l'Moshe Misinai. If there are less than 10 netios betoch beiso, then we would not be permitted to plow the entire beiso b'shvilon until Rosh Hashanah, says the Bar Tanura. So this is true if these 10 trees are spread, mifuzaros, they're scattered widely, distributed across the entire territory of a base of 50 by 50 amos. Then you can plow all of the sixth year until Rosh Hashanah, the entire field. But suppose hoyu asuyos shura, suppose these 10 trees were not dispersed, mifuzaros, but rather were concentrated in one line, one row, very close together, or mukafos haTorah, various opinions, what that means, mukafos haTorah. The Rash says, Reino Shimshon, one of the great Meforshim, and Bali HaTosu says, that haTorah means a crown, meaning they have a fence around them. They're kind of encircled in one locale. They're concentrated in one locale, which is demarcated with a fence. Rambam says that haTorah means a crown, meaning that the 10 trees are in a circle. They themselves constitute the circle. So again, they're not nifuzaros, they're not scattered throughout the entire field, but they're concentrated in one area in the shape of a line, of a shura, or in the shape of a circle in haTorah. Then that permissibility to plow the entire beisa goes away, and ein choshen lohem el l'sorchon. And all you can do is plow around the circumference of each and every tree, the distance necessary for the orev v'salo, for the person who's going to pluck the fruit from the tree and his basket, with his basket standing in the hand, removed from the tree. The rest of the field would not be permitted to plow until Rosh Hashanah, and even, says the Bar Tanura, not even until Shavuos, but rather only until Pesach. It would have the halacha of a stei halavon, of a field of grain, as opposed to a field of trees. So we have completed Mishnah Vav, and in the process have completed the third lesson of Maseches Shviyos. Tomorrow we'll go ahead with the final two Mishnayos of the first Perek, and we will learn tomorrow lesson number 4.